Dragon's Lair, a fantasy adventure where you become a valiant knight on a quest to rescue the fair princess from the clutches of an evil dragon. You control the actions of a daring adventurer finding his way through the castle of a dark wizard who has enchanted it with treacherous monsters and obstacles. In the mysterious caverns below the castle, your odyssey continues against the awesome forces that oppose your efforts to reach the dragon's lair. Lead on, adventurer. Your quest awaits.
You're on 761-3330 for another week of film-listed fun. And now, your host, Paul Mack.
Thank you, Mr. Theodorkus Sporkus, and hello, gang. Welcome to Paul Mack Presents for the week of September 25th through the 29th, 1983. I want to thank you once again for calling. I appreciate your calls and support and your comments and suggestions. They always come in quite handy, believe me, and we're going to try to get this tape down to seriousness for once. Please, let's get it down to seriousness. I want to thank all my guests who made it such a pleasure over the past couple of weeks to work with, but this week we're going to get down to what it's really all about here on the Movie Line. First run quality entertainment right here on Paul Mack Presents. We're going to let you know what's going on. Don't forget to participate every Friday and Saturday on the input line. Voice your opinions or movie reviews. And now, let's get into the tape. Thanks for calling.
Eight old friends who haven't seen each other since the 60s are about to get together for a weekend of catching up. They'll find out who's up.
So how's your life?
Oh, great.
Who's down?
How's yours?
Not so great.
Oh, we're telling the truth.
Who's made it?
Tell us about big-time journalism.
You know, I'm tired of having all my work read in the can.
Who's making it with whom?
I know that Richard will always be faithful to me.
That's nice. A little trust.
Fear of herpes.
And most important of all...
I mean, how much sex, fun, friendship can one man take?
Columbia Pictures presents The Big Chill, starring Tom Derringer, Glenn Close, Jeff Goldblum, William Hurt, Kevin Kline, Mary Kay Place, Meg Tilly, Joe Beth Williams. Written by Lawrence Kasdan and Barbara Benedict. Produced by Michael Schamberg. Directed by Lawrence Kasdan. The Big Chill. In a cold world, you need your friends to keep you warm. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Well, hello there, Movie Line callers. Paul, everybody. This is John from La Habra. And regarding that movie, Strange Invaders, for those of you that like special effects and are into that kind of stuff, Strange Invaders is a must. The plot is not really all that hot, but the special effects does keep the film rolling. So if you're into that kind of stuff, go see it. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give the plot about a 6. And on a scale of 1 to 10 special effects-wise, I'd give it about an 8. Anyway, this has been a little review from John of La Habra. Thanks.
John, you forgot to take the party with you. What did I think of Strange Invaders? Well, I saw it last week at the Pacific Theater in Hollywood, and it was really interesting. I do recommend the film for one of two reasons. First of all, it was done very, very well for the kind of a film that it was, and second of all, I think that it's different. I really think it's very different, and if you are a lover of the old 50s B-movies. If you're really into those types of films, well, that's what this movie tries to do for you. And believe it or not, I found myself laughing. I'm pretty sure it's a comedy. I'm pretty sure Strange Invaders is a comedy. But it's really a serious film with comedic overtones all the way through the film, reminiscent, right? Okay, but it's a lot of fun, and you can get a good laugh, a good scare, and that's right, the special effects are nice, makeup isn't bad, but maybe I think they try to make it look cheap in a few places so that you will laugh and say, well, this is like the old, you know, 50s B movies, which is really interesting. And on a scale from 1 to 10, I think I'm going to give it a 7. It was a lot of fun, so go check it out.
This is Ken on Target, and I don't have much in the way of movies, seeing as I didn't see any movies. But anyway, I'd like to make just a slight correction on your part, Paul. I'm not in Canoga Park, not that it's a big deal. I'm in Encino, that's right. So I guess I'll go by, you know, you say, yeah, you're the movie guy, I'm the music guy from Encino, from beautiful downtown Encino. And on your next week's tape, I will leave my new input number. I will have input and output numbers as of probably sometime around next Wednesday or so. But that's about it. Hate to waste your tape. Don't have anything, like I said, in the way of comments about movies. But I'll try to see a movie this week and give you a call next week. Ken, I'm sorry, have a great day. Bye-bye.
Okay, wow, that's great. Hey, listen, Ken, you've got a nice line out there, and why don't I mention it out there in Encino once again. If you'd like to call Ken on Target, the music line, yes, folks, you can give him a call at area code 213-343-1323 in Encino. I apologize, Ken, for that mistake, and I'll try to keep on top of the issues more often, more of the time. Yes, you've got to realize, gang, that I'm usually making these tapes about 3 or 4 in the morning during selected week mornings of the week here, and, well, speaking of weak, I'm a little weak at that time. No, actually, I'm hyper. As a matter of fact, right now it's 3 a.m., and I'm on a roll. That's right, my third one, and boy, are they good, I want to tell you. Anyway, hey, I just would like to mention real quickly, I haven't done it in a few weeks, but hey, there's a good thing going down in Orange County. I almost got to laugh at it. It's really great. It's called the Orange... The Orange County Connection, and that's a real nice, serious line. And no, I highly recommend it. After all, I got him started out there in Gee Whiz. John La Habra is doing a great job, so why don't you give him a call at area code 714-680-0894, and it's a very controversial comment line. It's rapidly replacing feedback for Orange County, but it's a lot of fun, and hey, after all, you can hear me, so give it a call at 680-0894 and a 714 area code.
Paul, that's very, very funny.
Shut up, Mr. Forkus, or I'll send you back to the Broadcasting School of Sidekicks for Phone Gods.
That's very funny, Paul. Excuse me, I have to be going. I think I left the lights on in my refrigerator. I'll be right back.
This is Bobut Stavinsky calling from Alta Loma.
You've got to be kidding. Yeah. I believe this is what you would call a very patriotic caller. I know, folks, that we are the only movie line in America, but let's not get a little overstrung about it, you know what I mean? I mean, you want to keep both oars in the water. You want to play with a full deck. You want to make sure that your guns are loaded before you shoot them. Listen, I think it's time, gang, to announce the Stupid Comment of the Week Club, and this has got to be the initiation right here. This one and the next one I'm going to overdub right here. These two put together are just about as dumb as apple pie. Yeah, listen.
Hi, this is Vicky from Van Nuys, and you know what? I haven't seen any movies in like 2 weeks. Because I've been playing this game. This game is so neat. It's called Trivia. And it's, God, it is so good. It is so much fun because you just trivia. And that's all you ever, that's just everything about it. And Well, you know, I have a hard time. You know, the questions are hard. They're really hard, but my friend Kelly, she's in her third year of college, and she's really smart, and she is really doing good. She does really good on this game, and it's so much fun. I recommend that you don't go to a movie, but you go out and you buy this game. It's called Trivia, okay? Well, that's all. Bye.
Of attack, midnight. Terrorist force, unknown. Number of hostages, 53. Demands, activation of a nuclear warhead. Degree of compromise, none. Plan of action, go for the final option. The final option. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
The final option, an explosive story from MGM UA Entertainment Company, rips the news out of today's headlines to create an exciting and action-packed thriller about political terrorists who are confronted by soldiers more dangerous than their own. Inspired by the real-life Iranian embassy siege in London in May of 1980, The Final Option features Judy Davis as the leader of a fanatical anti-nuclear group that selects an American VIP meeting and the embassy in London as its protest target, a fact British intelligence authorities discover too late, even though SAS undercover agent Captain Peter Skellen, played by Lewis Collins, has infiltrated the group's ranks. Impossible demands indicate the terrorists' clear intent to assassinate their hostages. The American Secretary of State, played by Richard Widmark, the Chief of the U.S. Strategic Air Command, played by Robert Weber, and the British Foreign Secretary, played by John Woodnett, and several U.S. Senators along with them. Well, that sounds like an exciting new film, gang, and it started September 16th, I believe, theaters everywhere, and you can go see that currently in Hollywood at the Hollywood Pacific Theater. Number for information is 464-4111, or Northridge at Pacific's Northridge Cinemas. Number for information is 993-1711, both in the 213 area code. Check your papers for further listings.
Hi, this is Jerry, and I didn't see a movie this week, but I called for two reasons. First of all, to say, Paul, you are so sweet. And second of all, to say, call on target, 343-1323. Have a nice week, bye.
I'm with you. Got it. I did it. I'm on top of it. Know it. Did it. Am doing it. And did you say something about candy?
Yeah. Hello, this is Bill calling from Biphone, the computerized directory. Here are this week's top five currently playing films as of Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock. Most popular film is Raiders of the Lost Ark, followed closely by Return of the Jedi, Tootsie, War Games, and Gandhi. This week's turkeys starts off with Smokey and the Bandits Part 3. Other disaster films are Hercules, Pink Flamingos, Puberty Blues, and Metal Storm. Listen again next week for another Biphone report.
Well, hello there, Paul. If you still remember me, this is Ted from North Hollywood, the old St. Patrick's. I don't know what you call it, former student. Still glad to be out of that penitentiary anyway. What I'd like to know, or what I'd like to hear, rather, are some, maybe four or five good reviews. Well, I don't have to say good, but four or five reviews on the movie Nightmares. Because if that movie is any good, or if it seems good, I might go out and see it. But the thing is, that it's not playing at the UA6, which means I would have to go to one of those theaters that show only one movie at a time and pay a whole $5 for it. And if I do that, I want to make sure the movie's good enough for me to see it so I won't waste $5. And, well, that's about it. And, well, however you've been, have a, good luck in your next tapes. Don't do anything drastic. And, spending $15 on tokens for an arcade place last week. You must really love that game. So, I guess I'll say goodbye then. Bye.
Ah, hello, Movie Line callers. It's Mr. Observatory, Bob Observatory, calling from Canoga Park, California, with my comment for the week. Well, my comment is on the movie Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence, or it should be a, I call it a Goodbye, $5. It was not a bad movie. In fact, it was a very good movie. And I can't wait for the sequel, The Return of Mr. Lawrence. 3 hours is a long movie. Let's get right down to movie tax here. 3 hours is a long time to sit in the movie theater on these uncomfortable movie seats. Not like the old 50s or 40s when they had nice movie palaces, huh, Paul? But, yeah, it's a good movie, but 3 hours for a movie, that's much too long for me. I couldn't even sit through all three Star Wars movies back-to-back if you paid me and I was on my back. So, no, it was much too long. The acting, however, was pretty good, and David Bowie was believable and even quite funny in some parts, as Mr. Shaders or Cedars or Siders, whatever his name was. I can't remember. The movie was too boring. No, it wasn't boring. And I'm going to hang up now, and don't forget to call Observatory, but don't forget, we're all having fun right here on the movie line. And now for something real important. Next comment, please, Paul.
I did go see Nightmares this week and found it to be rather interesting. And I did go check out Solo, incidentally. This is Dave from Van Nuys. Solo was made in 1975, Pier Paolo Pasini's last film before he died. Terribly gross flick. It was in Italian with English subtitles, and every kind of gross thing imaginable took place in it. Castrations, you name it. And a lot of people walked out of the movie. Even the friend I took with me couldn't stand it. But those type of movies have to be seen, because they're so underground they may never be seen again. So that's all for now. Be looking for Mick Jagger's performance. That's a good one coming up. Bye.
Yeah, this is Brad from Northridge, and I'd like to put in my little review on Mortuary, the pseudo-horror movie, as I'd put it, that just recently came out. I saw it, and it was a strange, very strange movie. The first hour of it was very cliche, cheap horror flick, and the second half of it was supposed to be based on this guy who's gone psycho, and it was also very cliche and very funny. On my scale of 1 to 10, I'd give it about a 6 and recommend it for people who like cliche horror movies. This has been Brad from Northridge. Thank you.
Yeah, this is Dave Westwood. I like to comment on some movies. First of all, I saw Strange Invaders. It wasn't pretty good. The acting was good, but the movie was just a little boring. My scale, I give it around a 6.5. Acting, I give it about a 7.5. How nice of me, huh? Also, I saw Silly with Woody Allen. One fine film from him. Deserves another. I give it an 8. Just the movie that you just were talking about, Eddie and the Bruisers. It was all right. I'll give that a 7. This is my first time calling. I'm a little nervous. I'll keep on calling and give some more ratings. So take care. Dave Westwood signing off. Later.
Bye. You're on, man. You're on.
I love it.
Okay. Hey, this is David of Burbank. Once again, I am not there, but hey, you don't mind. Hope you guys have a good week.
I still
haven't seen any movies, but you know what?
This doesn't work. I'm talking. I can't be talking with you here.
Cool. Be there.
Forget it. I'm not going to be on the line while you're leaving your comment.
Why not?
No way, Dave.
All right, shut up and I'll keep talking.
I'm not supposed to be here.
Well, don't say anything.
Okay.
You ready?
Left. Go.
Paul, why don't you give any information about movies that are on the TV, like on the paycheck?
Wait a minute. You just don't say movies are on the TV. You got to say movies on TV. There's a difference there. Let's go again. Ready? Go. Do it again. Go. 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 Let's do it. 3, 2.
Paul.
Yeah.
This is...
I'll answer you.
Love it. This is David of Burbank.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
How come you never give any information? I'm all right. How come you never give any information about movies that are on the pay channels on TV?
Well, because it's the same movies that you could have seen at the theaters.
That's right, but a lot of us didn't get a chance to see them.
But I talked, so keep going.
Well, that's the only time I get to see the movies is when they're on the pay channels.
Well, you're a bum. You don't have a job. Go out and get a work. Go out and get some Just do something.
You paid me for doing your stupid taping.
Cut out popcorn or anything, you know. You can.
No, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Those are the only movies I've seen on the TV.
All right.
Yeah, I don't get that. I don't get a chance to get out.
Yeah.
I'm all right. I told you.
I know you are. Well, Dave, I'll just have to edit my voice out.
Mike, really? Galactic Hitchhiker. He sees more movies than I do, and he's not even an acceptable person.
Wait a minute now.
No, Mike, I take that back.
You'll be listening to this.
Mike's a... I know.
Tell us about Michael. What is it like working with Michael?
Too much. I'll tell you, he's got a duck when he comes in, and it'll bend his antenna. You got low doors in your studio.
And
studio.
Susie and Kathy.
That's a joke.
Shut up.
Oh.
Susie and Kathy.
Susie and Kathy. Yeah.
Well, this comment's getting long.
You know, I was talking to my brother once. We were watching him walk up the stairs in our apartment, and they went into their house.
Yeah.
And I said to my brother, I said, bottoms to behold. And he said, oh, no. Bottoms to be held.
Okay, Dave. sign off now.
We got a couple of cute little tushes on him. I'll give
sign
them
off now, but Dave. It's time to sign off.
People, have a good week and keep calling. Later.
Bye.
Rebel. Rocker. Lover. Idol. Vanished. Eddie and the Cruisers, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
All right. See Eddie and the Cruisers from Embassy Pictures release, and it's rated PG, and you can go see it in Westwood, the UA City Cinema Center over there. And that's at 4759441, or in the North Hollywood UA Movies at 766-4317, or in the City of Orange at the UA City Cinema at 714-634-3911, or in Northridge at Pacific Northridge Cinema, and that number is 993-1711, or in Hollywood at the SRO Paramount Theater, and the number for information 463-3263. Never knew his father, mother didn't.
Yes, everyone does appreciate your line. If we didn't, you would not have a line, would you? And I think you are fantastic, along with everybody else who is a phone line personality. I mean, it really takes a certain special kind of person to run a movie line like this, or a comment line, or a joke line, or, you know, whatever, even freaky. And I just think you are, like I said, fantastic, and I hope to keep listening to you for a long, long time. I call very often, but usually I don't leave input. Well, this is my input. Anyways, this was Sarah Cita signing off, and go to the movies. Bye.
Well, geez, Sarah, that's awful darn sweet of you, and I just want to thank you for those compliments, and wow, how much money do you want? Okay, no, seriously. What is it? More airplay? You don't get enough. Actually, you don't leave any comments here, and I like your voice. You've got a nice voice, and you're an intelligent girl. I think you should leave more comments. After all, folks, I mean, wasn't that an intelligent view right there? Actually, no. Let me tell you about this. Sarah's responding to something that happened over on Observatory. I left a comment down there, and I said that, why don't you appreciate the lines more? Actually, what I was trying to point out was that sometimes it seems that people aren't grateful because Bob was complaining about buying $100 worth of pizzas and having to pay, and that people weren't really, you know, being grateful or whatever. But so I called up and said, well, why don't you appreciate things? You know, really, I was pointing out for Bob's sake. I mean, I didn't expect anybody to appreciate my line, but hey, it's nice to hear some of you do. Don't forget to call Bob's line over there in Canoga Park at area code 213-999-0429. It's a comment line. If you'd like to leave your comments, you can call him at 213-716-9242 in Canoga Park.
Hello, Paul and Movie Line callers. This is a Galactic Hitchhiker calling from somewhere in the middle of Los Angeles. I want to give you a report, or rather a warning, about Escape 2000. I saw this film a year ago at a special screening under the title of Turkey Shoot.
It's my line, but hey, it's nice to hear some of you do. Don't forget to call Bob's line over there in Canoga Park at area code 213-999-0429. It's a comment line. If you'd like to leave your comments, you can call him at 213-716-9242 in Canoga Park.
Hello, Paul and Movie Line callers. This is a Galactic Hitchhiker calling from somewhere in the middle of Los Angeles. I want to give you a report, or rather a warning, about Escape 2000. I saw this film a year ago at a special screening under the title of Turkey Shoot.
It's my line, but hey, it's nice to hear some of you do. Don't forget to call Bob's line over there in Canoga Park at area code 213-999-0429. It's a comment line. If you'd like to leave your comments, you can call him at 213-716-9242 in Canoga Park.
Hello, Paul and Movie Line callers. This is a Galactic Hitchhiker calling from somewhere in the middle of Los Angeles. I want to give you a report about Escape 2000, or rather a warning, 1000. I saw this film a year ago at a special screening under the title of Turkey Shoot.
It's my line, but hey, it's nice to hear some of you do. Don't forget to call Bob's line over there in Canoga Park at area code 213-999-0429. It's a comment line. If you'd like to leave your comments, you can call him at 213-716-9242 in Canoga Park.
Hello, Paul and Movie Line callers. This is a Galactic Hitchhiker calling from somewhere in the middle of Los Angeles. I want to give you a report about Escape 2000, or rather a warning, 1000. I saw this film a year ago at a special screening under the title of Turkey Shoot.
This is not the robot and dildoid we're looking for. Your fly is open, and your wee-wee is showing. Your fly is open, and your wee-wee is showing. Your grandmother has bad breath. Your grandmother has bad breath.
I think we gotta go, Ben.
Your armpits are hairy like the jungles. Your armpits are hairy like the jungles. Your nose is running and so are your feet. Your nose is running and so are your feet. Oh, yes. Sorry, Nuke, I got carried away.
Stay tuned for another memorable scene from the greatest science fiction movie of all time, Star Wars.
Well, that's about going to do it this week for Paul Mac Presents. I want to thank you all for calling, and don't forget to call in each and every Sunday through Thursday, or at least one of those selected days, and hear our programs here on the Movie Line at 761-3330. And don't forget to call in Friday or Saturday and leave your very own movie review. And listen, gang, you can make this line as good and intelligent as you want if you want to keep on, you know, leaving a lot of stupid reviews. Not that all of you do. Some of you just give us the scales. Why don't you tell us why you like the film? And it makes it more interesting, you know, for the other callers who call in. So leave that every Friday and Saturday. The more input we have, the more we have to choose from here, and the better it is for you, the listeners, okay? So just keep on sending in your letters, and don't forget, we're going to get back to a contest we had on the song Nights Are Forever. That's right, if you can figure out what movie that was used in, we'll send you two-man theater tickets. There is a deadline. I'll be announcing that next week. And I saw The Big Chill. It was a very good film on a scale from 1 to 10. I'll give it a 6. It's very intellectual. Of course, it's written and directed by the guy who did Body Heat and also wrote Raiders of the Lost Ark. It's a nice film. However, I think it would have made a better play than it did a movie. Thanks for calling. See you next week. Bye.
The
movie line accepts no responsibility for loss of hearing due to high-fidelity programming broadcast over this line. And don't forget, you can write to the movie line, care of P.O. Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023. And don't forget to leave your movie reviews on the movie line, Friday and Saturday, at 761-3330. Good night, have a pleasant tomorrow. This broadcast will repeat momentarily. This tape will repeat momentarily.